Despite Surrey, Cloverdale MLA Eleanor Sturcoe being seen with NDP, Green and Centre BC politicians since she was ousted from the Conservatives, beginning with former BC Green MLA Adam Olson helping her carry a box of belongings to her car, she said she has no imminent plans to join any of those parties. She attended some functions on Monday evening after being removed from the BC Conservative caucus by party leader John Rusted. But her interactions with members of other parties, including the NDP, were of a conciliatory nature, she said. So don't misread that, she told Black Press Media on Tuesday, September 23. The NDP is not calling me to come join them. At this time, she plans to sit as an independent, potentially a swing vote. This will give her some sway, especially considering the NDP's razor-thin majority. While she did not rule out joining another party, she said NDP members might not exactly want her in their caucus. At this point, I couldn't even imagine the NDP asking me, "Have you seen what a pain in the butt I've been to them for the last 3 years?" Rusted would not delve into the details of why he kicked her out on Monday evening, but by Tuesday morning, he was on a radio program dishing on the details. Sturcoe took issue with his statements, saying it is unequivocally false that she was trying to organize a run at his leadership post, though she was prepared to back somebody else. "Not my time, not my desire," she said. "I have a young family." She contends the real reason he wanted her gone was because she was about to raise more questions about his leadership review, which he won on Monday with 70.66% of party members supporting him. That race was marred by an attempt to sign up fake party members to vote in several ridings. Sturcoe said he has still not adequately responded to allegations that people who work for him were part of this effort to manufacture memberships. With fewer conservative MLAs in the caucus following her departure, Sturcoe said it will be even more difficult to take on the NDP majority. John Rusted actually got further away from being able to easily topple government, which is what he's always asserted he could do, Sturcoe said. He recruited me to join his party, saying he wanted to have a big tent, because he wanted to have a single party united on the right to form a government. And under his leadership, the right is more splintered today than it's ever been. But she still supports the party, and hopes people within it will step up in her absence to topple Rusted, arguing that he is failing to unite the party. She hinted at having these conversations with former caucus colleagues, urging them to keep going in her absence. "Do what we talked about, which is be the change from within, have courage, ask the leader to do the right thing and start putting the party on a path to be the next government," she said. In the meantime, Sturcoe is preparing to sit as an independent. On Tuesday, she moved that box of things back into a new office. "I'm surprised by the speed with which the staff here at the legislature were able to start making accommodations for my new status as an independent," she said. Because she is no longer specifically focused on public safety as a conservative critic, she plans to broaden the scope of her focus. "Even as an independent, I will have an opportunity to ask questions, and I'm going to keep on holding the government to account," she said.